News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, Ryanair has moved to ban customers who received unlawful refunds for flights they did not avail of during the pandemic. They banned them from flying unless they settled their outstanding debt. Aviation expert Eoin Curry. Eoin, what's going on here? What exactly are we talking about here?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, morning. The chargebacks are a little bit more complicated than what we would have come across all of last summer, which was basically a long-running saga about refunds, over €1 billion of them, because it hits the airline or the merchant with an extra charge. In other words, people go, they booked on their credit card, they go seeking the refund. When they don't think they're getting the refund, they use the chargeback option on your credit card. It's open to all of us who use credit cards. We have about 120 days to do it, and you get your money back off the credit card company, and that's billed to the merchant by the credit card company. It involves an extra charge as well. Ryanair would dispute that some of the money paid back by credit card companies, their customers, in their view, were not entitled to it. So when that they have a long memory, when that customer comes to book again, they say, okay, we want that money back before we allow you to fly.
Do they have a case in your view?
Oh, there's no doubt that this is so foggy that, you know, it's not okay. It's not clear cut. Ryanair have, you know, argued on your program and on many programs that when government advice was, and it was advice, it wasn't an instruction, all of last summer not to travel was in place and people chose not to travel and the plane took off, the aircraft took off, they were not liable for a refund. What some people did was got the refund off the credit card company. Ryanair say that doesn't change anything legally, but we are now looking for that money back.
It's a big story in Britain. Was there many Irish people who did this? Or are we talking big numbers here?
Yeah, the story is interesting in itself. Marcus Herbert is doing great work with Money Saving Expert and the website and the news site. And they contacted three people who had booked through one of the credit card companies, American Express, and each of them had experienced this. Now, it's not a huge number, even in Britain. And I do think that the chargeback option, when it was used last summer, wasn't used by thousands of people. It was probably used by hundreds of people. We haven't had any case of it applying to Ireland. And this is important, Shane, because, you know, the Sale of Goods and Supply Services Act in 1980, which applies in Ireland, is really before credit cards were ubiquitous. This is pretty much an area where legislation is different from if or throughout each of the European countries. And we've had some very high-profile cases, usually relating to a service, a very famous case with the 2012 London Olympics, where a website sold tickets it didn't have access to. But the eventualities that we saw last summer have no real basis in law, and we saw a very high profile criticism of Ryanair and British Airways by the consumer bodies in Britain, but they decided not to pursue it because it would be so costly, time consuming, and the law is so grey around this.
Okay.
It's almost like it's a parallel thing operating parallel to the legal system, and it applies to those terms and conditions that the merchant service provider applies to their supplier, in this case Ryanair.
All right.
But everybody every business person listening this morning who deals with sales where the credit card is not present will know exactly how onerous those terms and conditions can be. Ryanair would have been hit with a penalty by the merchant. They're looking for that back.
All right, complex story. Thanks for shedding some light on it, I should say. Aviation expert Eoin Curry, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.